Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this person asks, they aren't having enough clarity when they open the market. They have acquired a fair amount of knowledge in terms of trading, but it seems like they don't have a clear game plan. I know that sounds familiar to a lot of people. They're a price action trader who uses some key indicators. What advice would you have for them?
Right. So what this means is you haven't fallen in love with an approach. It sounds like this trader is interested in trading price action, but doesn't necessarily have... Basically, here's the difference between, and I hate to make it so simple, but this is really the difference between someone who is a professional and approaches this as a job and somebody who is kind of in a different mindset, okay? Maybe in the get rich quick or whatever mindset. So if you sit down at the charts, here's the test. If you sit down on the charts and you look at the charts and you think to yourself, self, I need to figure out which way the market is going so I can trade it. That's the wrong thing to think. What you need to do is when you sit down at your charts, you need to say, self, is the market offering me an opportunity to trade given the parameters of my system? And in most cases, that's going to be no. In most cases, that's going to be no. Now, sometimes it's going to be yes for a different system or whatever. If you're trading five different systems, maybe one, two, and three don't offer a trade, but four and five do or something like that. But the point is, You know, when people sit down at the charts and they think, okay, I need to figure out if the pound yen's going up or down today because I need to take a trade, that's not the way you need to approach it. What you need to do is sit down on your charts and say, okay, what does my system say? Does it say buy, sell, or no trade? That's really the goal, is to get to that point where it's so bloody boring that when you sit down in front of your charts, all you're really thinking of is you know, what does my system say? What does it say? Does it say buy or sell, or does it say stay out? And that's the key thing here. So I would suggest to this person that you probably want to take a look at the systems that you're using if you are, and really, you know, fine tune your focus. What you focus on, you get more of. So if you can really focus on this system and get good at it, you're going to get more of that. That's one of the keys in life, really, is focusing on something equals more of that one thing, whatever that is. Just focus on that. And when I say that, I mean not focusing on something you don't want, focusing on what you want. So if you want to get really good at this trading thing, focus on a system and do everything you can to become an expert at that system. And that way, when you sit down at your charts, you're thinking, all right, what does my system say right now? And that's really going to be the you know, that's when the light bulb goes on for most traders. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I struggled with that for years, just, you know, jumping from system to system and like you said, trying to invent stuff that really isn't there. So... yeah, thanks a lot, Walter. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. That's something I think we all go through, Hugh. It's one of those things. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. In the beginning, it's like, I'm a trader. I got to trade. I got to do something. And then later on, it only becomes you're like an executor of a system. So in the beginning, you're a trader. You got to trade. You got to make money. You got to, you know, make up the losses from yesterday or whatever. But in the end, it sort of gets to the point where you're really just kind of like I don't want to say a robot, but in some ways you're kind of like that robot that's executing the system over and over again. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks,
Hugh.